Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ryan Horvath is the Nate Burleson of The Fan. Because Burleson left Good Morning Football to go to CBS Mornings, yet he's always on Good Morning Football. Horvath's on right now. I think you're on with Rami later. You did a show from 12 to 3 this morning, and somehow you're on the phone with us. Hi.
Well, actually, I did a show from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m., my friend. Because
after
you have to factor in that I'm on the, excuse me?
After you did your real job.
Oh, yeah, actually, I did that. And I had a bunch of radio hits all across the country. Yesterday, I was in Baltimore with Jason Locke and Fora.
Oh, I don't like him.
I was in Chicago. Do you really like JLC?
No, I don't, because of how he tweets about U.S. soccer. I'm in a fight with him, but it's one-sided.
Yeah, yeah. He also was retweeting Oberman, like Oberman's meltdown the other day about Barstool. I mean, I was like, okay, whatever. But anyway, all that being said, I mean, yeah, it was a busy day, but it was fun, man. I had a lot of fun actually doing it.
Well, I have some bad news. We are behind our pace from last year right now.
What do you mean? Oh, the toy drive?
Well, we don't have as much money coming in.
Well, people got to get to it, man. We need more donations. I guess I could donate some more, and we got to get going, right?
Evan Heffelfinger's donating like $150.
That's like an entire month's salary right there.
Yeah. That guy still picks up, like, you know that game that you played in college where you'd put something on a dollar and see who you would pick it up?
Yeah, poo dollar.
Yeah, Evan needs money. So he's donating.
We used to do that in college all the time in the quad. Well, tell the people the information.
1250amthefan.com. It's where you go to donate. There are 15 different toy drive drop-off locations at 15 different fire stations, conveniently located throughout Milwaukee. So you can and the surrounding areas. So you can donate toys that way. You can donate money if you're able to, 1250amthefan.com. And any amount will do. As long as you get there and donate a buck, that's fine. Just help us be a part of this. These kids get these toys. It means way more to them than you could ever imagine. I'm telling you that right now. I mean, you know how good Children's is. You're flying back just to come here.
Exactly. Exactly. Because I want the same surgeon that did the surgery on my son to do this one as well. And yeah, man. Best service. I love the people there. Nathan was just eating nonstop macaroni and cheese there. They like, you know, it's if you're a kid and, you know, like I said last night, like the other thing is, man, is it was a rough week being there. But like my son was there for a broken femur, which is a very serious injury. But at the same time, like the worst part about it was just like when we left after that week is just like you realize there's a lot of kids, obviously, that don't get to leave and a lot of parents that are there with their children. And that's tough. Like, so especially during Christmas time, I think everybody deserves to enjoy the Christmas season. You got to remember these are kids. So like, if you could put a smile on their face, it's just opening up a toy, just like something that small, you know, and it could literally change their entire day, their entire year, their entire month, the Christmas season. So, I think it's really important, but, love Children's. And again, like I said, man, it's tough. Like we're there cause Nathan broke his femur, but there's a lot of kids that don't get to go home and they're spending their holidays there, their Christmas there. So you just got to remember that.
I've been like being very like, hey, if you can donate. And then last segment, I started to see if bullying would work, where I was just screaming at people to donate. And
yeah, I think you did this last year, too.
Oh, did I? Is this a bit? Darn.
Bullying, man.
Big Me Matt said just donated because Winks thinks was bullying me through the radio. Hashtag whatever works.
There you go. Hey, whatever you got to do, man. Whatever you got to do.
All right. We need to do our week 13 picks. And
yeah, here I'm 90 and 70 on the season. Is that correct?
I don't know. Toby does the work.
He said it was something ridiculous.
It's something good. Let me get pull it up real quick. All
what
right.
about Uncle Bart? I've been doing good.
Yeah. So obviously pulling up the rear, me 84 and 95, 11 games under 500. I feel like that's not terrible, like especially against the spread. Bart,
no.
You are one under at 89 and 90. Mm. Horvat, and the reason that he has a national show and we are in Milwaukee, Bart, he is 90 and 74.
Wow. Wow. If there's any over-unders that you have or any player props you like, please let us know because this is also going to coincide with our six-pack of picks, which we have not got to yet today. Otto's
yes.
Wine and Spirits with 7 Milwaukee employee-owned locations, bringing you the largest selection of wines, beer, and liquors at everyday low prices. Otto's Wine and Spirits. So we've got about 15, I'll make it 20 minutes. Let's go through the picks. Toby, give us the games. On with the chloroform!
Well, first of all, Horvat, who did you have in the game last night? Did you have the Cowboys at -5.5, or did you have New Orleans?
No, I'll be honest. I had the Saints. It was a terrible experience.
All right, so Bart and I both had the Cowboys last night, so we can chalk that one up as a win. First game we'll go with here. No marquee matchups, it seems like, this week. Now, there's like a couple good games, but for the most part, it's like, eh. We'll start with the first one here. Arizona versus Chicago in Chicago at Soldier Field. The Cardinals favored by 7.5 points in this matchup. I'm going to have to take the Cardinals here. I think Kyler and DeAndre Hopkins are supposed to be back, and if that's the case, Arizona should be able to roll. I'm thinking Justin Fields will be back too, right? So I'm not big on Justin Fields right now as a quarterback. I think he'll get there, but right now I'm not sold on him. So give me the Cardinals.
Yeah, I'm also going to take the Cardinals. Man, I'm not a big fan of laying more than 7 points. So if you could get the 7, even if you have to buy it, I would do so. But I just think that this is a terrible spot for the Bears. Cardinals are starting to get healthier. You're going to get Kyler back in this spot. And Chicago is an absolute disaster. And I feel like they're pretty much giving up on the season because they don't want Matt Nagy back there. Like, you don't want to win out and then all of a sudden you're, what, 10-7 on the season? Or even if you go 9 wins, might even save his job. Probably not, but I think the season's over for the Bears, and I think the Cardinals are going to win by 2 scores on Sunday on the road.
It seems like a game. Cardinals in a cold atmosphere with those white jerseys putting up 35 points. Give me the Cardinals. We agree across the board.
All right, next game. Horvat, I think I heard you mention this game this morning. You were looking forward to it. That's the Chargers and the Bengals. Bengals at home favored by 3 points in this matchup. This one should be a fun one to watch. I'm going to go with the Chargers in this matchup. I feel like they're a good football team, but they don't always play like it. You don't know what to expect out of them week to week, but something I just have a feeling the Chargers get it done this week. Give me the Chargers.
Yeah. Oh, really? Man, I am actually going to go with the Bengals. I think the Bengals are a really good football team. And Bart, I'm out on the Browns, by the way, man. Like, they're no longer my AFC team. I think they stink. The Bengals are now my AFC team. I absolutely love Joe Burrow, but I like the defensive side of the ball. You know, they have the most expensive defensive line in the NFL, and I think it's finally starting to show. They improved the secondary. And as much as I love Justin Herbert, I absolutely can't stand Joe Lombardi's play calling. He won't unleash him. The play calling on early down stinks. Way too many third and longs for Justin Herbert still. I think the Bengals are the better team. They'll get after him in this game. And I really like Joe Mixon props, yardage, attempts, and an anytime touchdown. I don't have it in front of me. I believe he scored in 9 straight games, the longest streak for the Bengals since A.J. Green years ago. So I think he's going to continue. Joe Mixon is on fire right now. So give me a Joe Mixon anytime touchdown and over on the yardage once that prop's released.
All right, so that'll be one of our six-pack of picks. Okay. Maybe we'll throw some college in there at the end since I'll join you with Cincy because I'm all Cincy these days with my Bearcats. I'm going to take Cincy to win this game and cover as well. I like them against the spread, and I'm saying these words because when Toby was saying the number, I didn't listen.
It was 3.
Oh, I like Cincy.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, next matchup, we got Bart's Minnesota Vikings versus the Detroit Lions at Ford Field.
What you talking about, Toby?
Vikings favored by 7.5 points. I can't go against the horn, so give me the Vikings covering in this game. I know some people are looking at the Lions maybe getting a win, but I feel like we do this every week with the Lions, and yet they disappoint every week, so give me the Vikings.
I'm going to also go with the Vikings in this spot. And again, I really don't want to lay that number, but Jared Goff, I mean, the Lions are averaging 5.3 yards per attempt on passing attempts this season. Obviously the lowest in the NFL, and I don't think that's going to improve with Jared Goff. We do this every week. Oh, man, Dan Campbell, they're going to buy into what he's doing there. Yeah, the Vikings had a bad loss last week, so you know what happens this week. They bounce back. Kirk Cousins looks great. Justin Jefferson, 2 touchdowns. I'll also take the Vikings in this spot.
Yeah, give me the Vikings, because I'd rather lose taking the Vikings than lose taking the Lions, if that makes sense. It's less embarrassing. So yeah. I'd rather be surprised and say, oh, no one saw it coming, than be the guy that's like, I told you, the Lions. I don't know. I'll take the Vikings.
All right, big line here. Tampa versus Atlanta at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. The Buccaneers favored by 11 points in this matchup. I'm going to take the Buccaneers to cover this large margin on the road. They're the way better football team. Atlanta stinks. I like Matt Ryan as a quarterback, but I think he's done. Give me the Bucs.
Yeah, you want to hear something crazy? This is the 16th consecutive regular season game Tampa Bay's been favored, which is obviously the longest streak in their franchise history. Atlanta is absolutely terrible. I'm going to take another favorite, and here's why. Tampa Bay has run the league's highest, 76 plays inside the opponent's 10-yard line. Atlanta has run 32 plays. They've scored 2 offensive touchdowns from outside of the red zone this season, fewest in the NFL. So when they get in the red zone, they can't score, and they don't have chunk plays. I love Patterson. Like, him in the offense is a big difference, obviously. It's not just Kyle Pitts. All that being said, I think it's going to be a rough day for Matt Ryan. And Tom Brady, the first 5 weeks of the season, 2 picks. Tom Brady, the last 6 games, 7 picks. And he's only throwing for 7 yards per pass attempt. So he's dinking and dunking. Still, he's got 30 touchdown passes this year. Tampa Bay's going to roll in this spot. I'm done with Atlanta forever. I hate them. I hate them. I hate them. Give me the Buccaneers.
Give me the Buccaneers, too. Why don't you throw Leonard Fournette -200 anytime touchdown scorer on the list?
You're going to have to remind me of these.
Oh, well, then just don't tweet it out today.
Toby, what if I remind you?
We read the read. We're fine.
All right.
Okay.
Well, if you need your auto six-pack of picks, listen in to the 9 o'clock hour again later on.
Yeah.
All right, next game we got the New York Giants versus the Miami Dolphins in Miami. The Dolphins favored by 5 points.
Oh, I took Tampa also.
Yeah, I knew that.
Oh.
You said that.
Oh.
I'm going to take Bart's boy, Daniel Jones, and the Giants.
My ex-boy.
Yeah, his ex-boy. I'm going to take Daniel Jones and the Giants to cover the 5 points against the Dolphins. I'd give you analysis why, but I really don't have any.
Good. That's the
point. Yeah, I mean, so I'm just waking up for the morning. Have they announced that Daniel Jones is going to play, or is it going to be Mike Glennon?
Yeah!
It don't matter, because I don't think it's that much of a downgrade. I'm with you, Toby. This is my favorite bet of the week, so put a star next to it. Give me the Giants to cover the 5. Buy points if you need to. I think the Giants might even win this damn thing outright. That's how crazy this season's been. Give me the fighting Daniel Jones or Mike Glennon.
I like that you've taken that and run with it.
Thank you. Thank you. That's one that I have to steal from you. Mike Glennon. I like that one.
Yeah, I like it too. You know what? My favorite moment of the show today was when I told Jim Paschke it's time to put the unity back in community. And he had acted like I just showed him the wheel. Like he was like, he loved it. Oh, what a career highlight that was for me.
Oh, he liked that one, huh?
Yeah. He made it up.
Nice. That's huge. That's huge for you. You're going to go home and pat yourself on the back today.
Yeah. I can't take this.
Hey, really quick, because I know that there's no game this week. Did you guys see, because I was on the air last night at 3M, Zadarius Smith most likely coming back?
Yeah, I know he's Instagramming some stuff.
Like I said last night, though, he always does that. And then LaFleur's like, I don't know that he's coming back. But I think this time he really is. So super excited. I think Jair is going to be back. They're going to win the Super Bowl. All right, now with the picks.
Regrettably, I'll take the Giants, Toby.
All right, next we got the other New York team playing at home against the Philadelphia Eagles. Jets are not favored in this game. Eagles are favored by 7 points. I will stand pat that I do not think the Eagles are a good football team. Give me the Jets.
They may not be a good football team, but the Jets are an awful football team. And I'm embarrassed that I played Zach Wilson to win Rookie of the Year. He may be a bust. I think that this is going to be an easy Eagles dub. Again, a lot of favorites for me this week, unfortunately, but I'm taking the Eagles in this spot to cover the touchdown. Give me Philly.
I invented this phrase, and Philadelphia loves it. Fly, Eagles, fly. So I'm going to go ahead and say the Eagles.
You're full of originality today.
Yeah, I know. I'm pretty clever.
All right, next.
Well, I know how bad the Jets are. 23rd straight week, they have been underdogs. That's the longest streak in the league since the 2013 to 2015 Raiders, who were underdogs for 27 consecutive weeks. That's when you know you're bad, guys.
Want to know how bad the Jets are? Mike Greenberg hasn't talked about him in 5 hours.
And you know what's crazy about that is he's had every opportunity because that guy is literally on every show now. Why is he the NBA guy? Why is Greeny doing NBA now?
They have him and Stephen A. have to stick around and do that show.
Yeah, do those guys get to leave? Like,
no.
Do they get to see their families? My lord.
No, it's stupid.
It's like, who do they think they are, Ryan Horvath?
All right, next matchup, we have the Colts headed to Houston. The Colts are favored by 10 points in this matchup. It is a big number, and I kind of want to take the Texans, but I'm going to stick with the Colts here. I think they're going to just run it all day over the Texans with Jonathan Taylor. And Carson Wentz actually played pretty well against the Buccaneers. So give me the Colts on this.
Yeah, I like Carson Wentz this season, you know, minus the two picks against Tampa. But I just think that I will be playing. So you want to talk about consecutive touchdown streaks. Add a Jonathan Taylor anytime touchdown for me. Give me Jonathan Taylor over rushing attempts. And then I'm going to continue to play it every single week. I mean, people were like, oh, Jonathan Taylor's not going to be able to do anything against Tampa's front four. Oh, he could. And if they don't take the ball out of his hands, they probably win that game last week, man. Like, what was Frank Reich thinking? I know that it's teams always, like, go away from the run. Dallas did this on Thursday Night Football. Even if Green Bay did it twice against Tampa, even if you're only getting 2-3 yards on some of these carries, you have to stick with the run. Like, you can't drop back 35 times against Tampa Bay or they're going to tee off on you, like they did against Rodgers last year. All that being said, what game are we even talking about again, Toby?
Houston and Indy.
Oh, yeah. Give me the Colts, dude. Texans are terrible.
I'm going to take the Fighting Tyrods to cover. They'll lose by 9.
Cool. All right, next matchup, we got another big number. We got the Jaguars taking on the Rams in L.A. The Rams have not been super impressive to me the last couple times they've taken the field, obviously losing to Green Bay last week coming off the bye, and then two losses ahead of that. Give me the Jaguars to cover the large number here.
Yeah, same here, man. And I've heard we've talked to a couple people on our show this week that have liked the Rams. And you saw it. I mean, OBJ dealing with an injury is probably not going to be out there. What looked like a luxury with him, Robert Woods, and Cooper Kupp, like now they need Odell Beckham Jr. out there. Like, I like Van Jefferson and those guys, but they're not OBJ. I think the Jags are going to cover the number here. I think that they're going to be able to move the ball a little bit because we keep hyping up this Rams defense that was number one in the league last year. They were number one in the league last year, but they faced a lot of backup quarterbacks and had a lot of luck. I think they're the most overhyped team. Give me the Jags to cover the number here. Rams will win, but not by 14.
No, I'll take the Rams. I will.
All right, next we have what some are calling the game of the week in Washington.
I mean, we're kind of, I'm speeding up a little bit.
So. I got it.
Yeah.
We got the game of the week, which some are saying. Washington headed to Vegas to take on the Raiders. Raiders favored by 1.5. You already know. Give me the Washington football team.
The Fighting Tobies!
Toby, good news for you, man. My favorite bet of the week. I hate hearing that this is 1.5 because, well, I knew that this was heading that direction. By kickoff, you guys, if you do like the football team as underdogs, if anybody out there is listening, take them right now. And if you want to buy the 3, you could still do that. If you want to take them as field goal underdogs, because when this game closes at kickoffs, kickoff. I think that the football team is actually going to be favored in this game by 1 point. So right now you're getting them as 1.5 point dogs. I think they're going to be the sharp side, and I think they're going to be the right play. I like what I'm seeing from Heinicke. You're getting healthy now with Logan Thomas coming back a couple weeks ago. And now, you know, even without Chase Young, the defense has been playing much better, man. So give me the football team. I think they're going to win this game outright. Raiders, I know that they beat Dallas, but they're a disaster right now with everything going down other than Derek Carr.
WFT, Washington football team. I will take them, not to be confused with WTF, the name of my parents' book, which is available in a great stocking stuffer at Amazon.com. Welcome to Florida, written by Greg and Vicky Winkler. Next.
Nice. Next, we have a fun AFC North matchup between the Ravens and the Steelers in Pittsburgh at Heinz Field. Ravens favored by 4.5 points in this matchup. I really like the Ravens. They're the top seed in the AFC for a reason. I think they get it done against Pittsburgh on Sunday. Give me the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, man. I mean, the Steelers, this spread, though. Like, I look at this number, and I'm like, this makes me think that the Steelers are just going to end up winning this game outright in the upset. Lamar Jackson's coming off his worst performance, 4 interceptions. He's been struggling after averaging 9 yards per pass attempt the first 5 games of the season. Now he's only at 6.3, so he's dinking and dunking, not pushing the ball down the field. They need another receiver. All that being said, give me them to win by a touchdown because Lamar took to social media, and he was like, going back to the lab, I played like crap. And also, I'm going to monitor this TJ Watt situation, obviously. He's like, he's all they have on the defensive side of the ball. Every game they win, strip sack, interception, pick six. I like the Ravens here to bounce back.
I'll take the Ravens.
Even though they won.
I'm going to say, quote them nevermore. Has anyone ever said that?
The wrestler Raven, and I believe it was Edgar Allan Poe. Am I right on that, Toby? You're probably smarter than me.
I think that's right.
Okay, cool.
A couple more games to get to here. San Francisco and Seattle on Sunday. In Seattle, the Niners favored by 3 points. Seattle's just terrible. Russell Wilson doesn't look right. That offense is terrible. The defense isn't that great. Give me the
Niners. I'm going to call timeout and then a real quick replay. We have 3 minutes. I bought us some.
Let's do it.
So just give these last couple picks because I got to talk college with Horvy.
Got it.
Let's do it.
All right. Niners, Seahawks. Niners favored by 3. I got the Niners.
I got the Seahawks to cover the number here. Russ is going to look better this week.
Niners.
All right, next matchup we have the Kansas City Chiefs at home taking on the Broncos. Kansas City's favored by 9.5. Big numbers. Chiefs never cover them. Give me the Broncos.
Same here. Give me the Broncos. Love the Broncos.
Yeah, I'll take the Fighting Teddies.
All right, Monday Night Football matchup between the Patriots and the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo. Bills favored by 2.5. Give me the Patriots.
Give me the Bills. They're going to get up for this one finally, just like they did for the Chiefs early on in the season. They don't get up for teams like the Jags when they lose 9-6. I'll go Buffalo.
Bills will win by at least a snowman. Give me the Bills. All right, good job, Toby. Figure out the six-pack of picks in there and get that up by 10:05, please.
Sure thing.
college football, what do we like this weekend? Cincinnati better not still get screwed somehow. I like that a lot. I like that the games, even if like the Pac-12 and ACC, you know, at least they might not have an impact in the college football playoff, but at least they're not going to be like 30-point blowouts. You're going to have good games this weekend.
Yeah, I think so, man. So I'm taking a lot of underdogs. Let's start with tonight really quickly. Oregon, my favorite spot was a couple weeks back when I said hammer Utah. They're going to destroy Oregon. Now on a neutral field, though, Anthony Brown, who's a piss-poor quarterback, doesn't like getting himself in 3rd-and-7 situations. Now he doesn't have to go into Utah, which is a really tough place to play, especially taking on that defense and that offense, who, since they've turned to Cam Rising, they've been much better. I think Oregon's going to maybe win outright tonight. I'm going to take the points, though. Oregon +3. And in the game before that, I won't break down this one. Just take Western Kentucky. They're 3.5-point favorites. There's been crazy line movement. Take them on the money line, -167. They're nicknamed the Hilltoppers. Also nicknamed the Hilltoppers, Joliet Catholic Academy, who just won their 15th state championship. Shout out to them. Also, really quickly, I like Baylor to cover the number against Oklahoma State, but yeah, wait and see what's up with the quarterback situation.
70 seconds.
What's that? Okay, and then I got to do it, man. Alabama to cover the number against Georgia. We never get Nick Saban as a touchdown underdog. Take the points with Bama. And then I'm with you on Cincinnati. We need to see them win. I'm not going to take the 10. I think Houston's going to cover the number, but I really like the under in that game. My favorite bet in college football this weekend is the team total under on the Houston Cougars, under 20.5 points. Nobody in that conference can throw the football on Cincinnati's defense. Is Cincinnati for real? We're about to find out. I know their defense is. So take the under in the game, 53. Houston under 20.5 team total points. Take the points with Bama. Everybody's going to be on Georgia, probably rightfully so. They're a great team, but they're not as great as LSU a couple years back with Joe Burrow and those guys. Great defense. Is Stetson Bennett Joe Burrow? No.
So, 20 seconds. I got to let you
there
go.
There you go. There it is.
Thanks so much for being here this morning.
All right. Enjoy the weekend, guys. Enjoy the games. Peace. Donate. Donate.
Yeah,
it's for the kids.
If you need to be bullied, one last time, donate right now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.